The Gospels According to Love audio, John chapter 7. Is this Christ? April 3rd, 2005. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacle was at hand. Jesus' family therefore said to him, "Depart now and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the work that you do. For there is no man that does anything in secret when he is seeking recognition. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For neither did Jesus' family believe in him. Jesus said to his family, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. You go up to the feast, for my time is not yet fully come." When Jesus had said these words to them, he lived in Galilee still, where his family had gone up. Then Jesus went up to the feast, not openly, but in secret. The Jews sought Jesus at the feast and said, "Where is he?" There was much murmuring among the people concerning Jesus, for some felt Jesus to be a good man, and others says, "No, he deceives the people." No one spoke of Jesus openly because they feared the high priests of the Jews would cast them out of the synagogue. In the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. The Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but the love that sent me. If anyone shall do love's will, they shall know the doctrine, whether it is love or whether I speak of myself. Those that speak of themselves seek their own glory. Those who seek the glory of the love that sent them, the same is true, and only loving things are in them. Moses gave you the law, and yet none of you keep the law. Why do you go about seeking to kill me?" Jesus answered and said, "Your works are of contempt. This is why we go about to kill you." Jesus answered, "I have done work, and you all marveled. Moses, therefore, gave you to you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of your fathers. Now you on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives a circumcision for the law of Moses, why are you angry at me because I have healed someone on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to appearance, but judge loving judgments." Then some of those from Jerusalem said, "Is this not Jesus who the Jews seek to kill? Here he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the Christ? How is it we know this man, who he is, and where he is from? When Christ comes, no one knows who he is and where he is from." Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, "You both know me and know who I am, for I have not come as myself. The love that sent me is true, whom you know not, but I know love, for love has sent me." Then they sought to take Jesus, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. Many of the people believed in Jesus and said, "When Christ comes, will he do more miracles than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning Jesus, So the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take Jesus. Then Jesus said to the Jews, "Only a little while I am with you, and then I go to the love that sent me. You shall seek me and not find me. Where I am, there you shall not come." Then said the Jews among themselves, "Where will Jesus go that we shall not find him? Will he go and disperse among the Gentiles?" When the manner of saying is this, that he said, "You shall seek me and not find me, and where I am you cannot come." In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let them come to me, and if they believe, as the scriptures have said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water." What Jesus spoke of was the spirit of love, which those that believe would receive. For the spirit of love was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet accomplished the resurrection. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of truth, this is a prophet." Others said, "This is Christ." Some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ shall come out of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of Jesus. Some of them would have taken him, but no one laid their hands on him. The officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they queried them, "Why have you not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never has one spoken like this one." The Pharisees answered the officers, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in Jesus? These people who do not know the laws are cursed." Nicodemus addressed the Pharisees, "Does our law judge anyone before it hears them and knows what they do?" Because he was a Pharisee, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. They answered and said to him, "Aren't you also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet." Then everyone went into their own homes.